Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, a Bucks postgame update from fan insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
All right, joining us now at the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Gary Wolfel after a Bucks victory tonight. Gary, thoughts on what you saw tonight for the Bucks?
Nothing that overwhelmed me. They played obviously one of the worst teams in the league in the Phoenix Suns. And to me, it was just a ho-hum game. I mean, everything focused around Jason Kidd.
Where was Giannis?
Pardon?
Where was Giannis?
They said he was at the game. I did not see him.
Nor did anybody else that I texted that was at the game tonight. So maybe he was in a private suite watching from up above versus being with his teammates. That better not have been the case, because that's not exact. I'm not going to be very happy, because if everybody says he wasn't on the bench and he was there but just chose not to come out, I mean, I don't know. Not a big fan of that decision.
I mean, that to me shows a lack of maturity, you know? I mean, if that is indeed the case, I don't know. But he was nowhere to be around.
Yeah, but his teammates weren't the – wait. Hold on. His teammates weren't the one that fired Jason Kidd. Well, unless he thinks his teammates were responsible for getting Jason Kidd fired, then that's totally different. I mean, the owners were the ones that fired him. The general manager, those guys that were on that bench, they weren't the ones that fired Kidd.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are you saying that Giannis was okay doing this?
No, he should have been on the bench. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you, because he should have been on the bench.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, he absolutely should have been. Yes.
I mean, My point is that, you know, that if that is the case, and I don't know if it is, I mean, that's just a lack of immaturity. You know?
I was texting people at the game trying to find out if he was on the bench or not, and everybody I texted said they didn't see him. So if he was on the bench, people that were there covering the game for the media from a media standpoint obviously didn't see him. So I have no idea if he was there or not.
You know what? When you're a star, you got responsibilities too. And
Everybody
wanted to talk to him before the game, okay? Nowhere to be found. Everybody wanted to talk to him after the game. Nowhere to be found, you know? And it's like, come on. You know, that you got to show some leadership and some poise and maturity, and he didn't do any of those.
And Eric Bledsoe didn't know Kidd got fired until you told him?
You believe that, right?
You got to be kidding me.
No, he knew that. I mean, Sparky, you've been around a long time. Don't always believe what you hear or read, okay? He knew darn well that he had been fired. Everybody was informed of it way before that. So, you know, and I like Eric Bledsoe. I think he's a really good guy. But let's put it this way. He wasn't forthright on that conversation.
All right, fine. Let's assume that he knew then. So Giannis, according to reports, calls Kidd, offers to save his job. Kidd obviously must have said no at that point and just pretty much said, if they're going to fire me, they're going to fire me. Let's just move on with it. I say that the next hire – the Bucks make is probably the biggest decision this organization has had to make since Lou Alcindor.
Since what?
Lou Alcindor was drafted.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, it's monumental.
Because if they hire wrong, he's probably leaving.
Yeah, I mean, you know, compound with the fact that they're going to the new arena next year. They got to get this right, and they can't bring in a retread. They can't bring in anybody off the staff. I mean, they got to bring in somebody that's fresh, somebody that people can relate to, somebody that's successful.
Somebody the players can relate to or the fans?
Both.
I don't care about what the fans think. I really don't care at this point.
You know what? If they bring in a no-name coach, I think that it's not going to go over very well.
Nobody knew who Eric Spoelstra was before he took over the Heat.
That's true. I mean,
I'm just saying there are exceptions to every rule. I just pray to God it's not Jeff Van Gundy. That's the only person I'm really rooting against at this point.
You know what? That would be, I would say, very slim.
Yeah.
I've been told that Jeff Van Gundy wants total control.
Well, what a shock. Anybody would want total control with John Horst as general manager because nobody trusts him. Look, and I can't.
John Horst is going to give up his GM duties. So he
well, I don't think it matters. He doesn't have to give up his GM duties. He would have to give up his final say. That's all. Yeah, look at the Seahawks. This is common in the National Football League. You could give Jeff Van Gundy total control. He could still be general manager by title and do the scouting and all that other stuff, but Van Gundy gets to say at the end of the day. Either way, I don't want Jeff Van Gundy, and I got to go. Gary, have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right, sounds good.
There he is, Gary Wolf on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.